and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 11th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Grace Paley, born in New York City, 1922. She was a mother in Greenwich Village when one day she got sick. She had to arrange for her kids to go to an after-school program for a few weeks while she stayed home and rested. And without them to take care of, she sat down at a typewriter and she started writing stories with the voices of immigrant women in her neighborhood as a reference point. Her first short story, Goodbye and Good Luck, begins, "I was popular in certain circles," says Aunt Rose. "I wasn't no thinner then, only more stationary in the flesh." Her three collections of short stories were published as one book, The Collected Stories, in 1994. Grace Paley, who died this past August. It's the birthday of the novelist Jim Harrison, born in Grayling, Michigan, 1937. His first big success was Legends of the Fall. He's written many more books, fiction and poetry, memoirs. His collection of poetry, Saving Daylight, came out last September. Jim Harrison, who said, "I like grit, I like love and death, I'm tired of irony. A lot of good fiction is sentimental." It's the birthday of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, born in Keslovodsk, Russia, 1918, who as a young man was thrown into prison for saying that Stalin was not Marxist enough in one of his personal letters. But the prison, the Gulag, changed his life because it was only there that Russians spoke freely about their political beliefs. Solzhenitsyn later wrote, "You can have power over people as long as you don't take everything away from them, but when you've robbed a man of everything, he's no longer in your power." He was released from the labor camp on the day Stalin died in 1953, wrote a novel about a peasant farmer in the Gulag, One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich, which was approved for publication by Khrushchev. It came out in 1962. It made Solzhenitsyn an international hero. But after Khrushchev lost power and the new freedoms were taken away in the Soviet Union, police confiscated Solzhenitsyn's manuscripts. He published his next two novels abroad. In 1970, he won the Nobel Prize. And after his seven-volume history, The Gulag Archipelago, came out in Paris in 1973, he was deported. Spent almost 20 years in exile in Vermont, and in 1993 was allowed to return to Russia, where he's been living in Moscow ever since. Here's a poem by Grace Paley on her birthday. "I had thought the tumors on my spine would kill me, but the tumors on my head seemed to be extraordinarily competitive this week. For the past 20 or 30 years, I have eaten the freshest, most organic and colorful fruits and vegetables. I did not drink. I did drink one small glass of red wine with dinner nearly every day, as suggested by the New York Times. I should have taken longer walks, but obviously I have done something wrong. I don't mean morally or ethically or geographically. I did not live near a nuclear graveyard or under a coal stack, nor did I allow my children to do so. I lived in a city no worse than any other great and famous city. I lived one story above a street that led cabs and ambulances to the local hospital that didn't seem so bad and was often convenient. In any event, I am already old and therefore a little ashamed to have written this poem full of complaints against mortality, which biological fact I have been constructed for, to hand on to my children and grandchildren, as I received it from my dear mother and father and beloved grandmother, who all, if I remember it, were in great pain at leaving and were furiously saying goodbye." A poem by Grace Paley from her longer poem Fidelity, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Our technical director is Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.